The weekend is officially over. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. It's Courtney and Kiss in the morning, and today we are celebrating a very, very big milestone, accomplishment.
I've been on the show for 5 years, and this has never happened, Walmart Jeff.
Today is Courtney's first sick day.
I can't believe she's out sick.
She must have had one hell of a weekend. That's all I gotta say.
I don't know. I've asked you several times if this has ever happened before, and you're tender here on the show, and she is like the Iron Man of morning shows.
She really is. I don't ever recall it. I've been here for quite a few years, Gavin, and I don't remember her ever calling out sick. So we're going to see if we can do this.
We're going to see
if we can hold down the fort. I've been here long enough. I kind of know how things work. We're going to breathe.
I got a little nervous this morning when I came in and saw Courtney's chair empty.
It was a little weird. Yeah. So, we are celebrating Courtney's first sick day today. The weather for today, we're going to see sun and clouds, high of 50. It's 26 right now in Hartford, and we're going to keep the show the same. We're going to do everything that we would do with Courtney's here. You're just going to miss the female voice. You will be the female voice
today,
Gavin.
Can I be the female voice?
You can definitely be the female voice.
I got that role. Don't
worry. So, as we do every Monday morning this time, we are going to kick off the peak of the weekend. We are going to talk about the highlight of our weekends. Gavin.
Yes, Walmart Jeff.
What was the peak of your weekend?
So, lots happened this weekend. We had a lot of fun with some family stuff. But I think the peak for me was going to Orange Theory yesterday. I had the big Kiss 95.7 class.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It was awesome. Like, down in West Hartford, Orange Theory, West Hartford. We had about 25 people coming down, all Kiss listeners. Thank you to everyone who came down. Yes, I did have some family and friends, Walmart Jeff. I know you're going to ask that.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
But it was some random people as well. So I was pretty excited that some listeners came down and got to meet them and interact and had an awesome workout class. And it was a lot of fun.
I will say I think your Insta story yesterday afternoon. And after I saw that, I was like, well, if Gavin's working out, I should probably get on the treadmill too.
Did it motivate you?
And it motivated me to get on the treadmill for 40 minutes yesterday.
40 minutes?
Yeah.
Wow, good for you.
Thanks.
Enough about me,
okay. Because
I know you had a really big weekend, Walmart Jeff. We were talking about this last week.
Yes.
The Blake Shelton concert.
My big encounter with Blake Shelton over the weekend. My wife hooked up with him a long time ago. That was not the peak of my weekend.
Are you serious?
It was kind of, but not really. So the peak of my weekend would actually be my wife and I just going out on a date together. We haven't been out, and we have two kids, so people with kids will know it's hard to get out and get away from the kids and have fun. So my peak would be Friday night, just my wife and I at Mohegan Sun having fun. We had cocktails, we had dinner, and then we saw a concert.
We'll get into that later.
There was an issue with Blake Shelton and myself, and it got real personal.
You confronted him?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
We'll talk about my encounter with Blake Shelton coming up this morning at 7:10, but you can check out the peaks of our weekends because we have photos.
Yes, we do.
And they are online right now on the Courtney and Kiss in the Morning Facebook page. Post Malone and Wow. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Good morning. It's Walmart Jeff and Gavin hanging out with you today. Sun and clouds, high of 50, 26 degrees right now in Hartford. We're celebrating Courtney's first sick day.
I hope she's doing okay.
Oh, really?
I want her to be back here.
She's probably not even sick, Gavin. She's probably just taking extended weekends.
No, she doesn't do that. She loves her job.
You didn't make a care package for her, did you?
Well, I was thinking about maybe stopping on over. Some soup.
Oh, come on.
Maybe some tissues.
Oh.
Some Lysol. Make sure she's okay. I want to make sure. She's my girl. I got to make sure she's okay.
All right. So that's what we're doing today. We're celebrating Courtney's for a sick day. We are doing everything the same way we would normally do it, right? Just without Courtney.
So we have your junk right here, right?
Yes. And I have two words that will divorce-proof your marriage, your relationship. Gavin, what do you think those two words are? This is kind of easy, actually. You'll get this.
Love you.
No, that's not
it. Make sure you tell them that you love them all the time and be affectionate. No?
It's not going to work. The two words that will save your relationship, thank you.
Oh, well, that's two amazing words.
I guess according to a new study, gratitude is vital to a healthy and successful marriage or relationship. And I guess people, when they hear the words thank you, they feel appreciated.
Yeah, that's typically how it kind of goes. Do you thank your wife for doing the things around her house for you?
Yeah, I'll say like, yeah, thank you for sitting on the couch all weekend, or thank you for staying in bed all day on Saturday.
Oh, stop.
You say thank you to Kelly
all the time.
Really?
She does so much around the house and this, like, in my life in general, that I feel like I'm saying thank you to her all the time.
Now, let me ask you a question, because I'm more of like a manly man, like I'm kind of rough around the edges,
yeah,
and stuff like that.
But you're soft on the inside.
What are some scenarios where I would thank my wife?
You know, if she takes care of your children, or
yeah, she does
maybe
that.
Picks up a 30 pack at the beer at the liquor store for you.
She never really does that.
No, she doesn't do that. Maybe she does the laundry, or helps with the dinner, or you know, anything she does to make your life easier. Just saying thank you.
I should say thank you
to
her.
Yeah. Did she pay for anything at Mohegan Sun or anything like that?
Over the weekend, she did pay for some beers at Mohegan
Sun.
There
you go. And
all right.
Thank you, Barb.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, yeah,
so
that's
yes.
how it would work.
All right, perfect.
Yeah.
So the two words that will divorce-proof your marriage or save your relationship are thank you. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, celebrating Courtney's first sick day. It's Walmart Jeff and Gavin hanging out with you. And we still have to do the Hollywood.
Yes, we do, Walmart Jeff.
So what's going on in Hollywood, Gavin?
So Mel B, a.k.a. Scary Spice, dropped a massive bombshell over the weekend. She confirmed that longtime rumors that she once had a sexual encounter with Spice Girl bandmate Jerry Holloway.
Well, what do you consider as doing it or not?
Did you sleep with her?
Yeah, we all slept in a bed together. But not like that, all of us.
Did you sleep with Jerry like that? Yes, really?
She had great boobs.
Yeah, so the Spice Girls reunion tour is set to kick off in May, and this could get pretty awkward. You can see the full video right now at kiss957.com/Courtney.
See, I thought Sporty Spice would be one of the girls that would hook up with another girl.
That's true. She had that look, and she was in the audience, too.
Yeah.
So,
oh, really?
Yeah, she was in the audience. You can check it out in the video.
Oh, I'll have to check that out.
And Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, and Adidas have teamed up to sell the newest Yeezys in support of a good cause. They partnered with families around the country and made homemade lemonade stands to sell his Yeezys, and all the proceeds are going to the National Alliance for Mental Illness. So yeah, like, you can go and get like lemonade and buy $300 Yeezys.
So are Kim and Kanye at the stand selling these shoes?
Not only Kim and Kanye, but North, Saint, Baby Chicago, Chloe was there, True was there. It was a whole family event.
Gotcha. So it was like the first time they've actually ever worked.
Wow. Actually, you're right, Walmart Jeff.
Yes, I am.
You can check out the photos right now at kiss957.com/Courtney. And finally, Adele and BFF Jennifer Lawrence had themselves a wild girls' night on Friday night. The two celebrities hit up a gay bar called Pieces in New York City, where they took part in some wild drinking games hosted by drag performers. And the pictures are incredible.
Really?
Walmart Jeff, you're going to like these pictures.
Were they doing like shots, like shots, like throwing them back?
There were shots, and they got up on stage too.
Really?
Yeah, you got to check out these photos right now. Kiss957.com/Courtney.
All the hits, Kiss957, 6:54. It's Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. Walmart Jeff and Gavin filling in for Courtney, who is taking her first sick day today. So we are going to keep the show on the tracks. Is that what it's called?
On the rails?
On the rails?
Yeah, we're hopefully not going off the rails.
Hey, we don't want to go off the rails.
No, we don't want to do that.
So we are going to do good news. So
okay.
Gavin,
yes.
What is your good news this morning?
So good news, Adidas is doing their part to clean up the ocean. They are turning the recycled plastic into shoes. And in 2018, Adidas produced more than 5 million pairs of recycled plastic shoes. And because their customers have just been like overwhelming, like they want these shoes, that the company plans on making over 11 million pairs of shoes this year. So Adidas doing their part to clean up the ocean and turning those into fashionable shoes.
That's awesome.
Pretty cool.
That
pretty
is good
stuff
news,
right
Gavin.
There.
My good news is say it's not really good news. Well, it's actually really good news. I just found out we have a pair of tickets to check out Justin Timberlake Friday, April 12th at Mohegan Sun.
Are you serious?
Yeah, how awesome is that?
We didn't get an email about it.
I opened up the old winner book here and the prize sheet for Timberlake tickets. So yeah, Timberlake is coming to Mohegan Sun next month, and we have tickets. You could win those tickets with Ticket Tag coming up this morning. We'll do it, what, 7:50?
7:50 sounds good.
All right, 7:50.
Let's do that.
It's Kiss 95.7. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, 7:10. It's Walmart Jeff and Gavin hanging out for Courtney, who has taken her first official sick day.
Man, I've been on the show for 5 years and she has never taken a sick day.
Yeah.
It's crazy. She's like
crazy.
Yeah, she does. I don't know what she does to keep herself so healthy, but I hope she feels better.
I think she had one too many cocktails over the weekend. She's kind of hanging out on a Monday.
Cocktail flu.
This morning at 7:50, it was brought to my attention a few minutes ago that we have Timberlake tickets. Justin Timberlake's going to be at Mohegan Sun next month, and we have tickets at 7:50.
That's pretty great.
It is.
He's an amazing performer, too.
And speaking of Mohegan Sun, that is where I spent my Friday nights.
Okay.
My wife and I had tickets to check out Blake Shelton.
Ah, your favorite, Blake Shelton.
He's not my favorite.
He's your wife's favorite.
He's a country singer. He's also on The Voice.
Yes, he
is.
He's
a judge on The Voice. Now, here's the story, the backstory.
What, really quick, wasn't he also the sexiest man alive in 2017 as well? I believe he was. Okay,
he was
go ahead.
Sexiest man alive. So here's the backstory. A while ago, before myself and my wife got together, my wife got together with Blake Shelton.
They hooked up.
Yes, they did.
Oh, boy.
And it's always been one of those things in my house where I'm constantly reminded when he's on The Voice, when he wins awards, when he wins the People's Sexiest Man Alive Award. My wife kind of throws some jabs at me. So that's why I don't like Blake Shelton.
Okay. Well, fair enough. I mean, you know, but you did end up with the girl.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, you won that battle.
So anyways, Friday night, we had VIP tickets to check out Blake Shelton. The VIP was at Club Avalon in Mohegan Sun.
Oh.
It was like 300 people, and Blake Shelton came out and performed a couple of acoustic songs.
Wow, that's actually really cool.
My wife and I were standing across the stage from where he would come onto the stage. And as he was coming onto the stage, he looked over in our direction. And you know when you see somebody you haven't seen in a while, you kind of give that like, whoa? That
Whoa. If something clicks in your head. Like,
yeah,
wait, I know you.
I know you.
Yeah.
So that happened.
No way.
Yes.
He remembered Barb, not you.
Well, he didn't say, I don't know.
You don't know him.
But anyways, so we're standing there, he performs, and then everyone left the venue, and I was still at the bar waiting to get a drink, and security came up to my wife.
Oh, boy. No. Are you
and
serious?
And they were saying, hey, we wanted to bring you backstage for a second.
So stop. I'm like, are you serious?
So I'm like, okay. So I start walking backstage, and security was like, no, not you. They just your wife. And I was like, okay, this is weird. So I have my wife's purse and phone, and I have a beer, and I'm talking to a bartender. 25 minutes later, my wife comes out.
25 minutes later.
Yeah. I had a little meet and greet backstage, but it got personal. Remember I texted you, it just got personal?
Yeah, you were like very angry in your text.
So apparently, Mr. Blake Shelton was asking about my kids.
No, he wasn't.
He did.
That's like crossing the line.
Yeah. Well, you want to know what else is crossing the line?
What?
I guess he has another show at Gillette Stadium sometime in the summertime.
Okay.
He invited my wife only, out to the show.
Stop. Your wife only?
I am not kidding.
Are you serious?
So not only did my wife go backstage with him, not only did he ask about my kids, he also invited my wife to a show at Gillette Stadium, which I have never been to Gillette Stadium where the New England Patriots play.
So what does your wife think of this? Is she going to go? Does she think this was like the best thing ever?
I will say she did ask my permission to go. And I was like, what am I, just go. What am I going to do?
You want to run away with Blake Shelton? Go for it.
Yes, whatever. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I will say you sound like you're very secure and everything that's kind of happened.
Yep.
I know that you're not really a big fan of Blake Shelton, but you did also say in the text that he was a pretty good performer.
Yeah, I will say, I mean, take away all his fame, his money, all his awards and stuff like that. He's basically like the country version of myself.
Wow.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why Barb found you attractive.
I don't think so.
No.
There's
got to be something.
But the Blake Shelton run-in was okay. Wow. If you want to see photos from it, I have some photos. You can check those photos out right now on the Courtney. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. It's 7:26. Walmart Jeff in... Gavin, you're here too, right?
Yeah, I'm here as well, Walmart Jeff.
Today we are celebrating Courtney's first sick day. You are going to see sun and clouds, high of 50. It's 26 degrees right now in Hartford. And Meat Market is happening Friday night at the Russian Lady. Ladies, you are in free. So if you are looking to find the man of your dreams, maybe for a long-term relationship or for maybe the night or weekend, you definitely have to check out Meat Market. And in the studio, we have Ben Darnell from 97.9 ESPN Radio. You were in the Meat Market last year.
Yes.
And how was it for you?
It was a great night. It was a fantastic night. And I got, you know, a couple of connections. I left not empty-handed, I'll say that.
Okay. All right.
But nice. Nothing really turned out into anything after, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's all right, though. That's all right.
Well, I mean, we've had everything from hookups to meat market babies and marriages.
Really?
So, oh, yeah, we got emails about people who... you know, that find true love. So are you going to be at this year's meat market, Ben?
I have been brought back to the Russian Lady for round two.
Prime piece of meat, Ben Darnell.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
And this year, we have a lot of, like, meat market meetings that I generally tune out because I'm not, you know, I'm not really a fan. But Gavin, you were saying we have some new things going on this year.
Well,
at the
meat
market.
I mean, we got what's going to be at the Russian Lady this year, which is three floors. And the first level is going to be all about, like, the ladies' lounge. Thanks to Bon and Viv, they're going to have some... cocktails that you're going to be doing, while Ben's going to be upstairs in the second level mingling with some people. And then there's actually going to be a fantasy suite as well. So it's
that,
not like The
floor?
Bachelor. It's basically like if you do find a connection with somebody, you want to go to a quiet place and kind of get to know them a little bit more.
Really?
You can go and take them over there to the old fantasy suite.
That's pretty cool.
Why not?
That is, I don't know. Is there like, because there's going to be a lot of eyes on you when you go to the fantasy suite. It's not really discreet whatsoever.
I think we have a curtain. I think
there's
a curtain. So Ben, what if there's, you know.
No cell phones.
No cell phone. Yeah, definitely no cell phones.
No.
That's
no.
Where you get asked, like, what am I looking for in a girl?
Yes.
No cell phones.
You don't like the cell phone. You don't like
how
you
gotta bring
connected?
Out your cell phone in the middle of the date. Just check a text. I don't get
that.
That's
true.
I don't know.
Well, on a first date, I mean, you want to be engaged with the person.
I guess.
And like, so what are you looking for, Ben, in a lady? If they're thinking, well, Ben Darnell, he's a good-looking guy. He's on ESPN.
Works
in
radio. He makes a lot of money.
So much money. I'm so rich.
He's so loaded. So what are you looking for?
She has to be interested in something. Like, it doesn't have to be sports for me, but it's like you got to have a passion for something.
Okay.
Music's, you know, obviously another one that I go to. Music and sports is like what I'm into, but if you're into something else, at least have that to bring to the table. And no cell phones.
Okay.
And no cell phones. That's a huge one.
I like that.
But so I don't know. I don't think like the looks thing is, I don't know. I'm an older gentleman nowadays. I'm older than you, Mr. Jeff.
All right.
And maybe that's why the no cell phone thing's bigger for me than it is for you. But you don't have to like have a certain attribute as far as being attractive or anything. It's 90% mental.
All right.
It really is.
That's awesome.
It really is. Looks will fade. But if you have that connection, then you're good. And you can find that connection at this year's meat market.
Yeah. I've learned that over my days.
You tested it out a lot, right?
Yeah.
So meat market happening Friday night, Russian Lady. Ben, thanks for stopping in this morning and sharing your experiences on past meat markets.
Hope to have some more for you.
Yes, Ben will be a featured piece of meat Friday night, the meat market at the Russian Lady. You can get all the details on our website right now, kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits, Kiss95.7. It's Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, Walmart Jeff, and Gavin in for Courtney, who is sick today. We are talking about drunk foods. A new survey says pizza is America's favorite drunk eating snack. So we're going to go to the phones and find out what your favorite snack is. Good morning, Kiss.
Hey, I was calling about the drunk food.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Shannon.
Shannon, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Bristol.
All right, Shannon in Bristol. My favorite drunk food is nacho cheese Doritos. Gavin's favorite drunk food is?
Yeah, I love Chinese food, Shannon. I'm pretty weird when it comes to that stuff. What about you? What's your favorite drunk food?
Okay, so I always make mac and cheese.
Oh, yes. The craft?
Like the good craft kind on the stove.
Let me
extra salt in it. Delicious.
Shannon, let me ask you a question because this is very important. Is it the box craft macaroni and cheese or is it like the single serve put in the microwave?
Oh, no, box. Always. Oh,
perfect.
That's
Shannon, that is
always.
Awesome.
Quantity, guys.
Yes, love it.
I wish I was drinking right now, Shannon.
I know. I might get that for lunch now.
Shannon, thank you for calling in. Tell us what your favorite drunk food is. 860-247-9570. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sheena.
Sheena, where are you calling from?
I'm from Manchester, Connecticut.
Sheena, in Manchester, thanks for calling in. It's Walmart Jeff and Gavin hanging out for Courtney today, who is sick. And we're just talking about drunk food. So a new survey came out that said pizza is America's favorite drunk eating snack. Sheena, what's yours?
I say tacos.
Oh, now are you talking like Taco Bell or do you go home and make tacos?
It really depends, but I like some homemade tacos.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds amazing right now, Sheena.
Yeah.
So tacos is your go-to. Sheena, thank you for calling and have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Good morning, Kiss.
Hey, Walmart, Jeff and Gavin. How are you guys?
We are doing well. Who's this?
This is Jordan out of Waterbury.
Jordan, so what is your favorite drunk eating snack?
It's got to be one of two things.
Okay.
Either Smart Food popcorn or Snyder's pretzels.
Ooh, I love those Snyder's pretzels. Those are the thick ones.
Oh, yeah. Dipped in some mustard. Number one.
Now we're
number
talking.
One.
See, the Smart Food's kind of dangerous because you wake up the next morning, you got like the kernels stuck in your teeth and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's definitely a Debbie Downer when it comes to the popcorn, but it's just that cheesiness, man. That cheesiness, you can't get it anywhere else.
Just the smell is like making me hungry right now.
Right?
Hey, Jordan, enjoy your day down in Waterbury. Have a good one. Thank you for calling.
Definitely. You guys too. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. So what is your go-to drunk food? Give us a call, 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, Walmart Jeff and Gavin filling in for Courtney while she is out sick today. And we are talking about drunk foods. A new survey came out that said pizza is America's favorite drunk eating snack. Mine would be Doritos. Gavin?
Oh, Chinese food.
All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Abby.
Abby, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Farmington.
Abby in Farmington, what is your favorite drunk food?
I love to stop by at Burger King sometimes and get myself a double whopper.
Oh, man. I got to say, from taking all the calls and stuff we've done off the air, the burger is probably, in my opinion, the best drunk food there is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
Hey, you know what's really funny? No one has said pizza.
No one has said pizza, and according to a new survey, that's the number one food.
I do love pizza, but when it comes to getting drunk, I just jump for the burgers.
Yes.
Yeah, the burgers like go to.
Well, thank you for calling. Have a great morning, Abby.
Thanks.
Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
This is Jillian.
Jillian, where are you calling from?
I am calling from Holyoke, Massachusetts.
All right, Jillian. What's going on in Holyoke today? Anything good?
Nothing much, just the same.
Right on. So, Jillian, my favorite drunk food is nacho cheese Doritos. Gavin's favorite drunk food is...
Oh, give me some lo mein. Some Chinese food is amazing.
Jillian, what's your favorite food?
It is McDonald's.
Oh, like what do you get there? Like the nuggets or the burgers?
I have to have a double cheeseburger and a small fry.
Oh.
And then the next morning, I feel... great.
Yeah.
All
that grease. Definitely soaks up all the alcohol, so it definitely makes me feel good in the morning.
It really does. It really does. Hey, Jillian, thanks
aspirin,
for...
I'm good.
Yes, a couple aspirin, a couple waters, get that orange drink at McDonald's, you're all set.
Exactly.
Jillian,
exactly.
Have a great morning, and thanks for calling.
Thank you. You guys, too.